gravity. After another English teachers' conference, I was tucked inside the Honda for the long drive home, while my skin ached like tracing paper to hold October's images. Another gray day finally seeped into twilight, like a poem's last line, a poet's weary sigh, when at least 36 sparrows swept sheer light like an autumn sari out of the alder hanging over the Honda. I almost cried a Mary Oliver gasp of delight when the sparrows, all or most of them, shat bullets at my car like B-52 bombers, faster than gravity. Always be wary of the near-sighted view that can't tell a cloud of sparrows from imagination's hope for God concealed in the coming night.